In northern Iraq, Kurdish militiamen and U.S. special forces have moved into the key city of Kirkuk, one of Iraq's main oil-producing areas. Kurdish leaders also are reporting advances elsewhere in the north. NPR's Ivan Watson, who's in Kirkuk, spoke to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Ivan, what's the situation there right now?
We appear to be seeing the complete withdrawal of Iraqi forces from this city. I have not seen any sign of Iraqi soldiers here. Now I'm in a central square of Kirkuk, where the local Kurdish residents appear to be trying to do a replay of yesterday's scene in Baghdad. They've climbed on top of a statue of Saddam Hussein. They're hammering at it. He's hung with ropes now. There was a man who just rode up onto the pedestal on a horseback, and he was actually whipping the statue. You can hear honking. There are trucks loaded with Kurdish militia fighters and residents driving around celebrating. This city appears to have been liberated. People are thrilled with the arrival of the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, of American special forces who've been seen on the streets here, of Western journalists. They're congratulating the U.S., thanking the U.S. and Britain, and chanting Saddam Hussein is gone.
Ivan, there's going to be great concern on the part of Turkey about the development of a possible Kurdish state. Has there been any indication of what Turkey is thinking or doing in response to Kurdish control of Kirkuk?
It is a very delicate issue, and we've already heard some rumblings coming from the Turkish capital, a foreign ministry official for the Turkish government saying that it would be unacceptable for Kurdish militia fighters to remain permanently in Kirkuk. In the past, Turkey has said if the Kurdish militias move towards this city and the northwestern Iraqi city of Mosul, it could be cause for war against Iraq's Kurds. America has worked very hard to try to balance this diplomatically. There's another issue as well. This is not a purely Kurdish city. There are Arabs here. There are Turkmen here. There are old vendettas. Saddam Hussein, his government, practiced a policy of ethnic cleansing, kicking out tens of thousands of ethnic Kurds and Turkmen. They're going to want to come back and claim their land. They've been talking about this for years. The problem is that many Arabs have been brought in from the south of the country to live in some of these same houses, in some of these same homes, and there are going to be claims over who owns this in the future. I haven't been to the Arab quarters of town yet. It'll be interesting to see how this will unfold and whether the Kurdish militias and their allies, the American Special Forces, will be able to keep the peace here. One American soldier told me that's our main objective right now, trying to keep stability here, and there are a few pockets of resistance left in the city.
Ivan, Kirkuk is an oil city. Who controls the oil fields right now?
I passed one major oil fire. You can see the smoke on the horizon, and it has started within the last 12 hours. The rest of the oil fields do appear to be intact. These are the biggest prizes, economic prizes, for this city. And there were American special forces set up within a mile of those oil fields. That appears to be possibly one of their main objectives. They seem to be in the hands of the Americans and their Kurdish allies right now.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kirkuk speaking to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.